little bit of Ray. The best bits.
Have you seen the Dating Orange? Did you follow the Dating Orange?
I have seen the Dating Orange.
Where have you seen the Dating Orange?
On Instagram.
Look at you there. I was convinced you wouldn't have a clue.
I occasionally dabble in the gram, Ray.
Oh, here we go. Mr. Instagram over here.
I don't do the TikToks, though.
I have a TikTok account, but I very rarely use it. I've spent hours and hours and hours and hours and hours on TikTok. So I need to go. No, I'm not. I'm just not going to go there. It's the live stuff for me on the TikTok. I'm sure the Dating Orange on the TikTok as well. The concept for anyone that hasn't seen her. Well, I've got to be very well. I don't need to worry about revealing who she is because all I know is that she's an orange. The concept is she is a woman in Ireland. I think she's in Dublin. From watching her videos, I think she's in Dublin. And she goes on dates and tries to find Mr. Right. But the unique selling point, the point of difference about the Dating Orange is that on her Instagram, she puts an orange up as her face. You know those filters where you can just change your face? She uses an orange filter. And some of her stories from dating have been like they have taken off like a rocket.
Some people have gotten back to me and asked me if I was one of the guys featured in one of her dating disasters.
And were you?
Yes. And I was not.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, I was not. And
it was JP.
More to the point, I was offended that they thought I was that guy.
Was it more than one person that thought I was?
Two people.
Oh my God. Let me call my orange guy. 1 second. Orange or orange?
I'd say orange.
Orange. It's ringing. Bam, bada, bam, boom,
hello.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's the Dating Orange.
It's herself.
Hello. Hello, how are you?
Madam
thanks
Orange.
Thanks for having me.
Your Majesty, thanks so much for taking the call. I'm a big fan, I have to say. I thoroughly enjoy your work. Tell us, why did you go for an orange?
Oh, so that was all... Oh, how that came up is mad. Like, girls wanted me to set up a TikTok because I had so many weird and wonderful dating stories.
Right.
And I was like, no, I'll set up a blog because I really didn't want my face out there. And they were like, no, TikTok is where it's at now. So I went for that in a split second decision just of something to hide my face with, picked an orange.
So, and that was it? It was just that random? It could have just as easily been an apple or a pineapple or a grape?
Oh, anything at all. I never thought it was going to blow up, like, so it didn't really matter to me that it was going to be this.
And now forevermore you will be known as as an orange. Until as such time as you actually come out or you reveal yourself. I love your voice. And I love your accent. By the way, I'm not in the dating game. I'm married several years, so I'm not flirting, but I'm just complimenting you. Even in your videos, I do like. Can you tell us whereabouts you're from?
No, I don't. Okay. I don't tell people.
Wow,
but people guess the whole time, but it's generally wrong.
Are you west of Ireland?
No.
Right. Yes. Midlands?
Are you just going to say every patch of Ireland?
Okay, let's start listing through the counties then. No, okay, fine. I'm not going to try and out you. So the story was then that but you're based in Dublin. I have worked that out from the videos at least.
I've been in Dublin, 13 years.
You've been in Dublin 13 years? Sorry, you're breaking up a little bit on me.
Yeah, 13 years in Dublin, yeah.
And I that's work that has you in Dublin, is it?
It is work, yeah.
Cool beans. Right, so your girlfriends, they were loving your real-life dating stories. So they said, go for it, put it online, was it?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Well, they're all kind of taken, a lot of them now, so they kind of live vicariously through me.
Right. So what kind of story? Well, are there any clean stories you can tell us that kind of kicked off the process for you?
Oh, okay, clean stories. Let me see. There was a few mad ones, all right. Like, there's a fella that I remember who was obsessed with Sinn Féin, and
right.
He just wouldn't stop talking about Sinn Féin for the whole date. And when I told him, I'd try and veer the conversation away from politics then, but he kept trying to get back. And when I said I wasn't interested, you know, he definitely thought that I, like, wasn't the brightest.
Why?
Because I wouldn't.
Because you didn't want to talk about politics. Well, I suppose it's perfectly fair enough. You can vote or you can be enthusiastic about whatever party you're voting for. But when it's the only topic of conversation, I suppose it might become a bit one-way.
You weren't on a date with Piers Doherty, were you, dating Orange?
I I wasn't. No. Who is that?
No, he's a member of Sinn Féin. Sinn Féin TD. Well, I suppose that would explain it. I suppose if there was somebody that was a representative or whatever, and the only thing he was talking about was just Sinn Féin. So there's no steering it away from it.
No steering away. Yeah, like I'd try and talk about something else, and I'd be like, oh, you know, I don't really have much to say about that. Because in fairness to me, I actually wouldn't have the most knowledge on politics. But he was kind of looking at me like, God. You know, what a silly girl.
What else would you be talking about? Yeah. Did you say, because you've been on a lot of dates, what did you set yourself a challenge that's like, I'm going to go on so many dates this year?
No. So basically, I'm 31 now, but I had been in two back-to-back relationships for basically my whole 20s. Okay. So I hadn't been single for nearly my 20s. I became single then at 29, and I thought, like, I'm not getting into another relationship until... I'm sure. So I just sort of decided to date, and I mainly just go on first and second dates, mainly first dates. Right. And yeah, said no more relationships till I find someone good.
How long were you on that dating scene then? How long did it go on for?
About 2.5 years, I'd say.
Okay, that's a long enough stretch then. And then you were relaying all the various horror stories to your pals, and of course it's, like I said, taken off online. So... what happens now? Because the latest development is you've found someone. You've found Mr. Right, have you? Congratulations.
Oh my God.
So is this the end of the date? Has the dating orange been peeled and sliced and quartered and eaten?
Oh, stop. Yeah, so since December, I have a fella. Right. Funnily enough, didn't meet him on the apps, or like I'd gone to a few single events and speed dating and that crack. Didn't meet him on anything like that. Met him through the Dating Orange Instagram page. He had replied to a couple of stories, and we just got talking. Ended up hitting it off then.
What? So he had no idea what you look like or anything.
He was expecting
an orange. Is that his kink that he's into?
Oh my God, stop!
He's into fruit.
In fairness, we were just getting along as friends, and found out that he lives down the road from me, and we said we'd just go for a few pints. Sure, you know, why not?
Yeah.
And ended up hitting it off then. But because he wasn't grafting, like he wasn't trying to pull me, then I was more interested.
Isn't it mad the way that you can actually find love in the most unlikely of places and you hit it off? And then what is it about him? Like, is it his personality? Is it his looks? What is it specifically about him that you just didn't find in all these other guys?
Oh, well, I don't know. There was loads of things about him that I find great. One specific thing, like he's lovely looking, he's a great job, he's very driven, he's very, very kind and genuine kind of fella. He's not into Instagram, and my pet hate was that when I'd go onto a fella's Instagram and you could see through people that they were following, it was just a load of half-naked women. And that were following half the women in Dublin, and you'd be able to see that, Jesus, this fella is chancing his arm with everybody. And
right.
It's so off-putting, and this guy just wasn't like that at all.
He was more crazy. He unfollowed everyone. Followed you for a week, and then.
Oh, that's it. Yeah,
100%. No, I really. Well, it's clearly it's great to see that it's working out for you. What's the best? We're getting texts now. What's the best dating app in your experience? Have you tried them all?
Oh, Tinder, Hinge, and Bumble. My main stomping ground was like Tinder and Hinge.
Yeah.
But Bumble, like, you know, the women have to write first, so I wouldn't be great at that now. And also, men barely ever replied to me when I wrote to them. So, yeah, Tinder and Hinge were the main two for me.
Okay, Tinder and Hinge are the... And then in terms of the algorithm, was it good at matching people up that would be your... Well, obviously not. If you were dating all these guys, then you didn't use one of the apps to actually find Mr. Right in the end. I'm guessing the algorithm or the code wasn't serving up necessarily the ideal candidate.
Well, no, I met loads of fellas that were nice. Like, I just didn't fancy them. Like, right. They were perfectly fine. Do you know, it'd be great for somebody else, just not for me. And there was a few fellas along the way who I would have went, like, further with, had more dates, and they ended it, so, okay. You know.
Are you still friends with any of the fellas that, you know, like, did they become friends or pals?
I have made a few friends off the gym.
Right. Have you been on a date with JP, who works on my show?
No. Is JP on the dating scene, is he?
He is. And there were suggestions that you had been on dates with him based on a couple of stories that you were telling before. Do you know, I could talk to you all day about dating. And people sending in their... I'll tell you what, send us an email, jp@todayfm.com. Will you come on with us again? We'll have a chat about more dating because I'm running out of time. We've got to do the cash machine as well.
Yeah.
And I don't know your name, so Dating Orange will be following you online. And of course, the podcast, you've got your podcast online as well. The series two is launching soon. Will you be now telling stories from other women's dating lives rather than your own?
So, no, people send in their stories to me already by Gmail, thedatingorange@gmail.com. So they send in their stories and I read it out and I kind of comment on it as well as telling people about my own dating stories.
Gotcha.
So the page will continue that way with other people's stories and me passing judgment, you know.
And you're an ambassador for Women's Aid. This is the Two Into You campaign about toxic and abusive relationships. Their website there is twointoyou.ie. How did that come about? Did they get in touch with you based on some of the stories you were telling?
Yeah, exactly. Because of the stories I was telling, I had been in talks with a lot of women who've gone through a lot in their relationships. And so I reached out to Women's Aid. And then we were back and forth over the last few months and they asked me to be an ambassador for their Two Into You campaign. And yeah, that's teaching young people aged kind of 18 to 25 about the signs and how to suss it out before you get too far into it, basically. Yeah, and they do great work, so delighted to help with this in any way I can and like to raise awareness.
Brilliant. Twointoyou.ie is that website. Dating, you're on the TikToks and you're on the Instagrams. You can do a search and find The Dating Orange on there. Thanks so much for taking the call, madam.
Thanks, William. Talk to you again.
All the best. Bye.
Uh-oh. A little bit of Ray. The best bits.